escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I'm good, man. How you feeling?
I'm good, man. Packed up for the first road trip of the year.
I'm packed. I was up early, Jay. I got up about 6 o'clock. I was on the 7 o'clock. I thought it was at 7. It started at 7:15.
What, a Zoom or something?
Yeah, I was on the Zoom at 7 o'clock, and it said the host has the host knows you're there, and they started a meeting. And then I looked at the what's called again. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm ahead of everybody. And Charlie get on the thing. B-Mitch, you're here kind of early, huh?
That's hey, better man. Than that appearance you went to a week early that one time.
Hey, bro, let me just tell you. I'll say this. Growing up in the military household, and my father was very much like Tom Coughlin, where if he say we leaving at 8, you better be sitting in the damn car by 7:55. Because 8 o'clock shows up and you'll see the back of the car leaving. He'll
right.
leave you.
Right.
And I'm like, man, you said 8 o'clock. He said, hey, that could be 7:45, 7:50. But we're not leaving at 8. We're going to leave a little bit before. So I learned quickly then that Blanche Mitchell Sr. was a different dude.
He's a different dude.
Yeah.
We're all back in studio, holding it down in Navy Yard. Me, B, White Brian, Landfill, Jeff, all the boys are back in town. We're both on flights out of Dulles. We should see if bees could set odds.
Uh-huh.
Because
odds on what?
Well, air travel in the United States of America tends to be difficult.
Uh-huh.
And you and I leave basically the same time. I fly out at 5:15. What time is your flight?
5:10.
5:10. So basically the same amount of time. We're going more or less to the same place. You're going to Boston. I'm going to Providence.
Uh-huh.
Are you renting a car?
Nah.
Okay, I'm renting a car. Just because I think we're going to be running around a lot. I'd love 5:10 versus 5:15. Now, your flight is probably like 7 minutes longer. You know what I mean?
I don't know about all that. Let me check it out.
My flight is scheduled to leave Dulles at 5:15, land in Providence at 6:57 p.m.
Okay.
What does yours say?
I'm trying to pull it up, Mr. Finley.
So I am curious which one of us will actually land
first
in Rhode Island and or Massachusetts first.
Probably me because I'm faster.
Brian, I don't think you're going to have much control.
Well, mine is at 5:10 and I'm supposed to land at 6:56.
Dude, I'm telling you, this is a good bet. So you're 5:10 to 6:56. I'm scheduled for 5:15 to 6:57.
Uh-huh.
Now, it appears that the entire East Coast has good weather. So let's assume that storms aren't an issue. But you never know.
It specifies this, though. It is scheduled to leave at 5:10, and it's scheduled to land at 6:56.
Oh, yeah. Well, and one thing that's interesting is, so my flight, 5:15 to 6:57 is roughly an hour, 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I think The actual travel time in the air from D.C. to Boston is what?
Right, 35,
40. Yeah. Like, they just build in delay time on both sides now.
Well, no, they know that they have, when they get there, they don't just land. They have to do a little slow down and they do a little circle or whatever because all the different other flights that are landing.
So what's interesting, too, is Providence, I've flown in there a bunch. It's like small town. Easy. Mm-hmm. That Logan Airport in Boston, not small town. Not easy.
Easy because you come off with a carry-on, go straight to the
that's true.
You know, the Uber or lot or whatever and keep moving.
Yeah. it'll be cool to be up there. I'm really excited for tomorrow's joint practice. I am not sure, you know, kind of the first preseason game, generally you're not gonna see a lot of the starters. But tomorrow, I think we'll see a ton of good work from everybody on the team.
You will. And, you know, I think you'll see a lot of good work. But the thing of it is just seeing someone else. And I think we watching it, it becomes a little boring. You think it doesn't become boring for the guys that look at the same stuff every day
totally.
And look at the same faces? Hell, I'm going against you. I'm sitting there talking to you. The excitement level of just going to get somebody else. And I think for coaches, because it gets to a point, and I mentioned this over yesterday and even Friday, it gets to the point where you go against somebody so much, you know exactly how they're going to step, you know based on how they line, what the play is, and instead of using all of your techniques and your keys, you play what you already know. And I think sometimes it gets a little complacent. People get complacent. But against this team here now, you're going to have to know. And they talked a little bit about Harris. Isn't it Harris that came from there?
Yeah, no.
No, Jones. Jones has been telling the guys what certain receivers like to do. Still, you don't see them doing it every day. And now you got to go. Because as I always say about you, you have to also watch yourself. You know, and you got to find out what tendencies are you giving off. So those receivers that Jonathan is telling them, when he does this, he's going to do that, hell, they may say, well, you know what, Jonathan probably giving them my keys, I'm going to change up something now. And I think you got to be more in tune to your fundamentals and not get caught. And then again, translation. Who can take it from the practice field when the coach is right in your ear right before the snap goes off and now you're on the field and your coach is way on the other side and you can't hear a damn thing he says? Who's going to be able to take that with them?
Well, I mean, one thing that'll be interesting is, you know, Jonathan Jones knows some of those receivers, right? But he wasn't there with Steph Diggs, and Steph Diggs, by all accounts,
probably won't be playing.
He'll be practicing.
Is he 100% back?
Yeah, he's practicing.
All right.
I don't think he plays Friday night, but I think tomorrow afternoon.
Like, I understand he's practicing against his team. I don't know if they really want to put him out there against another team right now because, you know, you're going to have guys trying to make a squad. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think Steph Diggs in New England at this point, I think he's got to practice, don't you?
I don't think he has to.
He's been practicing.
I know, but what I just explained, practicing against your guy.
I'm asking you
to
explain it, yeah.
Practicing against your team is totally different than practicing against another team. As I said yesterday again, when you practice against your teammate, you know you're competing, but then again, you know I'm not going to try to hurt this guy.
Right.
I'm not going to do nothing stupid with him. When you're practicing against another team, hell, you're trying to impress your coach. You know what I mean? So I can see Steph, if he goes, he'll probably go against legitimate players that are older that he knows are not going to do nothing stupid.
Sure.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if we get a Diggs, Lattimore, like, I mean, I
wouldn't let him go get Lattimore.
You tell me if you... if this is correct. But my assumption, at least for tomorrow, not Friday night, but for tomorrow, is like, I think we'll probably see ones versus twos rather than ones versus ones. Do you think we'll see, like, I think we'll see, like, Washington's starting defense goes against New England's backup offense, and
that's what I expect, but I would love to see the ones against the ones.
Me too.
You know, because, like, the thing for me, I'm just trying to see how far he's away or his health from having that knee injury last year. That's all I'm concerned about. I'm not saying, you know, if he was 100% healthy the whole year last year coming in, of course. But I'm just a little speculative based off of the injury from last year.
So he has been – now, I'm judging on what I've seen, like, via social media, but I think he's been full go at practices throughout. And they've been practicing about 2 weeks now. I think they're practicing today, which is kind of interesting. And based on – I mean, the guys I know up in New England, Mike Reese covers the Patriots for ESPN. They got no pads on, but they're out there today, and Drake May and Steph Diggs are jogging out to the field together. Now, kind of looks like Steph might not have his helmet, so maybe he doesn't practice today, but it's no pads anyway. He might run some routes. I think that'll be exciting to see, you know, a corner, a player of that caliber, what he's got. And against this Washington defensive backfield that's, I think, looked pretty darn good. But to your point, they're going against guys they know. They know when they break their routes, all those things. Diggs is a different level of accomplished receiver. I also think, like, Debo has looked fantastic. It'll be good to see him go against other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're not going to see that Friday. So if you want to get at least a little bit of a test of who's doing what, it's tomorrow.
Steph and Debo, both guys that are experienced enough to where if they don't practice against those guys, won't affect them like it would a younger guy.
Sure.
And the only thing, the difference I'm looking at compared to Debo and the Steph, Debo been healthy the whole time. Steph coming off a major injury. That's the only thing I'm concerned about.
Sure.
And he may be at the point where they say, hey, get out there and do some stuff. You know? But a lot of times, and you watch football as much as I do, in this day and age, the money guys are overly protected.
Yeah.
So that's all I'm saying.
Right. This surprised me. Diggs turns 32 in November.
Bro,
he's been doing it a while.
It flies, dog. It flies, and he's had a damn good one.
Yeah, I mean, from 18 to 23, he went for at least 1,000 yards. I mean, some big seasons in there. His first year in Buffalo went for 1,500 yards. Only two double-digit touchdown seasons. It's hard to get a double-digit touchdown season. You talked about
when you're as good as he is. Hell, the defense says, we're not letting you get it. They have double-teamed and sometimes triple watching you.
You talked about being up early, getting stuff done. So I had to get up early and drive both my daughters to camp in very different places. Shelby's doing golf camp, so I had to get her there at 7:45, all good. I thought the drop-off would just take a minute. It ended up being a little more involved. So I had Ainsley waiting in the car, at which point she kind of freaked out because we were out of the car for like 5 minutes. So then she comes running up, kind of tearing up, like, Daddy, you said it would just be a minute. I was like, baby, I'm sorry, I didn't know. And time to a little one is like dog years. Like 1 minute is like a month.
You're a little anxious.
So we dropped Shelby off, then picked up Ainsley's friend to go to their camp. I'm just trying to be helpful knowing I'm about to be out of the house for a couple days. The camp is over in Silver Spring. And from Silver Spring to downtown, the recommended route was just to go down Georgia Avenue. When's the last time you've driven from Silver Spring all the way to down here?
Never. Why would I drive from down Silver Spring?
I didn't know if you happened to be over there sometime.
I've driven down here, but it wasn't at rush hour time.
Yeah, it had been a minute for me. Like,
you came down Georgia Ave?
Just straight down Georgia Ave.
Yeah.
And there's so much stuff that's being built, yet at the same time, there's some old stuff still hanging around. Drove by a place. I never tried this place, but I do like the name of it.
What's that?
Seafood restaurant called the Crab Plug.
A Crab Plug.
It wasn't open at, 8:45 a.m., but Crab Plug caught my eye. That is good good marketing right there, Crab Plug people. And so then as I get further into downtown, it just gets congested, and there's bus lanes. And, you're just driving downtown, and I sent that license plate I saw. I can't imagine that's a real license plate.
I would think it is.
It doesn't have, like, dates and you know how, like, you have your license plate and then there's, like, a month, like, a registration?
But it's on the back, right?
It's on the back.
If it was on the front, I might say possibly a fake one. That's on the back of the car. And normally the back is a legitimate one. Because some places expect you to have a, if they expect to have one, they expect it to be on the back. You know what I mean? The extra one for, like, in D.C., they were stopping people that didn't have them, even from other states, because they'll give you a ticket on that.
Yeah, I can I say what that was, Landfill?
Just say female dog.
Yeah, know what so this license plate just said female dog.
Yeah.
But the more vernacular of it.
The one word, yeah.
And it was a New York plate, but I tweeted it out if you want to look at it. But it doesn't, I find it hard to believe that's a real plate. And in turn, if you're driving around with fake plates, wouldn't you want a fake plate that isn't so noticeable?
Yeah, like if you got a fake plate. That's why I'm thinking it's not a fake plate.
That was wild. So then I'm trying to remember what intersection I was at, but there were like fire trucks everywhere, right? And so I think the responsible thing to do when there are fire trucks everywhere is you're supposed to get out of the way. Like, I'm no expert, but you're supposed to get out of the way. So I want to say it was right around... It was just before Florida Ave. It was probably maybe at the intersection of Georgia and New Hampshire, kind of in there where mm-hmm. it was getting a little busy. And these fire trucks show up, so I'm trying to get out of the way, but I'm also trying to make a left. Now, you know what? It was down closer to Florida. It was, I'm trying to make a left, and there's this one car driving super aggressive, and there's this other car just stopped because I guess, you know, you see a fire truck, you want to stop. Okay, that could be one way to handle it. So I, like, get out of the way and then come around to the left turn lane, and this other car, like, zoomed up, pissed off at me, and I was like, all right, dude, I'm not worried about this. And to make the left on to Florida, there's a green arrow. You know what I mean? Like, I got to wait for the arrow. And so this was like a 2005 Volkswagen station wagon, all tinted out. So I'm like, all right, you got a 20-year-old car that you got tinted out. Cool. Good for you. I'm just chilling. I'm going to let them make the left first, and I'll go after them. Because I was getting out of the way of a fire truck. Like, I wasn't trying to cut you off. The light turns green. They start to go. Not the driver or the shotgun seat, but the back seat. The window comes down, and it's an old lady.
She flipped you off?
Yep. Yo, like, this lady was legit in her 70s. And just, like... The meanest stare ever and just a full flipping me off. And I was just like, have a nice day.
JP, New York license plates don't have the stuff like we have.
That's a real license plate.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I encourage everybody to drive Georgia Avenue from downtown to Silver Spring. It's a wild ride. We got a busy day today. Barstool Nate's going to join us. B and I have been talking about this a lot. I want to check in on this Brown situation at quarterback. We got a little bit of time to kind of.
I watched NFL Network last night, and they were just going around. Mark Ross?
Yeah.
They were just jumping around the training camps, and they were talking about trying to keep all four on the roster. That's virtually impossible.
Well, dude, last night Schefter reported they're signing Snoop Huntley because Gabriel's hurt, Shador has a sore shoulder, and Kenny Pickett's hurt. So they got all these quarterbacks, not to mention Deshaun Watson under contract, and they don't have enough bodies to throw in camp.
It's preseason. I'm talking about when the regular season, they're talking about trying to keep four. Nope, ain't going to happen.
Nobody go anywhere. It's P. Mitch and Finley.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Going to be a busy show, folks. Diana Rossini from The Athletic will join us at 12:30, Barstool Nate at 11, and then we're going to Cleveland at 1. Daryl Ryder will join the program. Rossini had some information this morning about the Terry McLaurin deal. That's one of the reasons I want to have her on. We're going to play that audio for you a little later. I just sent it to you, Landini. But I think the thing I've been yelling about, B, is I understand if you want to compare contracts with DK, but don't get caught up in the AAV nonsense. Worry about the guarantees. I think as push comes to shove, as this time gets more serious in the McLaurin Commanders contract situation, I think the guarantees will become the focus.
And it should be the focus.
I think that's good news.
That's what goes into your pocket. Listen, remember, I think it was Albert Haynesworth deal? They said $100 million, right?
Right.
It was nowhere close.
Nowhere close.
Remember that first deal that Stephen Davis signed back then?
Yeah.
And they made it look like it could be close to $100 million? Nowhere close.
Well, on the
think about when that was, though, Jay.
That 25
was
years ago.
It was in the 90s. And they tried to put that deal to make it seem like it was going to be like a nine-figure deal? Nah. But everybody saw that and they ran with it. And I think people still do it. Get the guarantee, homie.
Well, specifically, how about this? So DK this year, now he got a $30 million bonus. That's all guaranteed. That gets prorated over time. That's money in the bank, right?
Yeah.
This year he's got a $5 million guarantee, a $5 million base salary. Cap number, very manageable. He's 1,000% on the team this year. He's going to be their leading receiver. They need him.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Next year, 2026, he's guaranteed $25 million.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, he's on the team in Pittsburgh. Period. After that, 27, 28, 29, not a single guaranteed dollar on that contract.
Mm.
Now, you'd still have to eat the prorated bonus, right? But that you deal with over time.
That first year of the no guarantee, still possibly on the team.
Sure, 27.
Yeah. By
2028, the cap number's $34 million. They would save $12 million by releasing him or renegotiating whatever. I'm sorry. They would take a $12 million dead money hit, but save $22 million against the cap.
Yeah.
He'll also be 31 years old at that point. Mm. Here is the fallacy of NFL contracts, okay? Because when this first gets reported, the numbers look incredible. Brian, I'm just going to lay out the facts, and you tell me if you think this ever happens. The 2029 season, DK Metcalf will be 32 years old. He'll have a base salary of $30 million with a roster bonus of $5 million. with zero guarantees for a cap number of $41 million. That if they were to make a move, it'd be a $6 million dead money hit on a salary cap that'll probably be well north of $300 million by then. And they'd save $35 million against the cap.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's a real year on this contract?
Nah, that's one of those void years they throw out there.
So that's not even a void.
Yeah.
But that's the game that gets played with this. So that makes his AAV skyrocket.
Yeah.
Because 5 years from now, when he's 32, there's a huge salary attached to it. But it's just not real.
You're not getting it.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think...
Oh, I understand money.
I know you do. Yeah. I like to point this out so folks can understand why the guarantees are what matter, not necessarily...
And that's why when you hear... When you hear the size of the contract and what the AAV is... It's people, reporters that are connected to the agents. And when you hear the guarantees, more than likely they're connected to the team.
Right.
Because they're letting you know what we're really giving up.
100%.
You know, we're giving up $60 million, not $100 million.
Totally.
This is how it is.
Right.
And I think you have different people who are on different sides, and they give out certain information. What you got to realize is what hits your bank account.
Totally.
Point blank.
Totally.
And you know, Jeff and I had a conversation early, and I was telling him about, you know, yeah, a lot of this content game, yes, they tell you can make a lot of money. It's a lot of work to make a lot of money. You got to put extra time in. When I look at it, I start calculating the amount of money I'm getting compared to the amount of time I have to put into it. And if it's below minimum wage, then that's not really doing good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I will stick to the ways I've been doing stuff a little lately. I do stuff because I like to do it, not to try to make a penny.
Totally, man. I think if we start to hear momentum on the Terry deal, I think it's the right time to start gaining momentum
by
on
now.
The Terry deal.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd love to have him in by the middle of next week. You'd love to have him in by the middle of next week. So that you could have him practice against the Ravens. I think that's your goal, right? If you can get him in, next Wednesday's an off day. Let him practice Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sunday's an off day. Monday night's the Bengals. Then you've got that joint practice Thursday against the Ravens. Like, you can get five practices under his belt, and then maybe he goes against the Ravens. I think that is really kind of the best possible scene. Also, some cool news this morning. The Bengals, I kind of like this. Cincinnati coach Zach Taylor. The Bengals have started really slowly for multiple seasons, and it really has hurt them.
Yeah.
Zach Taylor says, we're not starting slow this year. He's got Burrow and other players playing a couple series Thursday night in their preseason opener and says more starters will play game two against Washington. So you get to see, if you're going to that game Monday night, you get to see Joe Burrow, yeah. Maybe Ja'Marr Chase.
And hell, you get to see a lot of Washington people too.
You think a lot of guys will go for that
I think that game they will, because they're not going to play in the third game. Although you have an extra week now put in place before the season start, last year in the third game, how long the starters played?
I don't think a snap.
If they even played. The only game where you get work from your main guys, really is the second game.
Yeah. And it's Monday night. I mean, I still think Jaden will play like a series, maybe two. But what's the best way to get ready to play football?
Play football.
There you go.
You get good at football by practicing football.
Body craves contact. Jim Harbaugh said that. I think there's a lot of interesting stuff going on as these joint practices ramp up. I mean, there's going to be a lot of them going over this next 2 week stretch, all over the NFL, not just in Washington. I'm curious just how, like, you'll laugh at this. I'm on this 5 o'clock flight.
Mm-hmm.
I got to be at Dulles around 4. The way the bridge traffic is, everything, whatever, I'd probably head over there around 3. Last night, I cooked dinner for the family. We're all just hanging out. And Lauren says to me, like, don't you need to go pack? And I was like, nah, I'm just going to come home from radio tomorrow, pack, and then go to Dulles.
See, that's why you always are in situations, dog. To get to your house from here takes about how long?
Half hour.
Okay, so we're going to say 2:30, but I'm gonna add 15 minutes to it because it always something happens. So 2:45.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're wearing. You're going to go home and try to pack.
Yeah.
How long do you think it take you to pack?
20 minutes.
Okay, so now we're at 3:15, 3:05, 3:10, something like that?
Yeah, but I'd probably just sit around for like 10 minutes.
But the whole thing is you got to be there at 4. All right, flight's at 5:15. How long does it normally take you to get across that bridge?
It's a wild card.
So, in other words, you probably should have packed last night and brought your stuff with you.
I did.
Straight that way because she told you to. You would have never done that on your own.
Fair. But regardless, the end justifies the means.
I can see you still trying to run home.
No, because nobody's going to be there. They're all at camp.
But if they were.
Yeah. If the girls were there, I'd probably try to go. Mm-hmm. I was sad saying bye today. But it was just like sitting there last night with Lauren. It's like, all right, like we're all the way back. Like we're going. It's the first road trip of the year. We're going to New England to watch some football. It's I'm excited, man. You excited? I mean, you were just saying, like, wait a second. They played 2 games in 5 days to open the season.
Yeah, but I'm ready. I mean, listen, I'm not overly excited about it. I'm excited more about the stuff I'm gonna be doing.
What do you mean?
Calling the game and you get into it. Because let's be real, this is preseason for us too.
Sure.
You know? It's not like you've just been doing this all damn offseason and you're ready.
So for Friday night, are you doing the postgame show with Tana too?
No, we're not doing the postgame.
Okay. I was going to say, that'd be to have to call the game and then run down and do the postgame just a lot.
I think I'll be doing something like that for the Madrid game.
That's cool.
Pre, call the game, post.
That's great.
Yeah.
I mean, the Madrid game will be so wild, dude. I don't know. The London game I worked was so much fun and so unique. The Madrid game, I think, will just be that much more unique because obviously they're different countries and stuff, but there's so many similarities between the U.S. and the U.K. Like, Spain's a different entity.
The first time it ever had a game there, too.
Yeah, man.
In that stadium? NFL game. In Madrid, yes, first time.
That stadium looks incredible. Dude, if you think about the schedule here, so New England for the next 4 days, home for Monday night against Cincy, the Ravens, and then it's just off and running. Green Bay, Atlanta, L.A., KC, Dallas, all of that is the first 8 weeks of the season. Then you get a Madrid trip. Like, it's just pedal to the metal, like, immediately. And we're here for it, man. No other way to go. I think it's going to be fun. I'm curious how fans are excited about this. Do you know if the Commanders will be streaming practice tomorrow?
I don't know. You know, like, sometimes, normally the home team dictates that.
Right.
Because remember when it went to the Ravens? I think it was showing and then it stopped.
Yeah, because they had those big fights.
Well, it was before the fight. It's just they controlled it and they didn't want certain things to be seen. So I think it's dependent on what New England wants to do.
I think that's fair. I also think, like, the Patriots. So everybody understands when you're at practice, once they get into 11-on-11s, they shut everything down, at least from a media perspective, that you're not allowed to film any of it because they don't want to show anything. And I don't know if you noticed, but the fans that were there were always just taping stuff and posting it.
Oh, they had the signs that they're telling them not to do it, but they were doing it.
Not only the signs, they had people walking around. I don't think much stuff got out this year at camp that wasn't supposed to from fans posting it online. They seemed I saw these volunteers walking around yelling at people like, you're not allowed to film right now.
So,
which is what the team wants them to do.
I understand what they were doing, but if somebody filmed something, you think they're not going to post it? They didn't go and make them watch their phone.
Right. There wasn't like a ton of viral clips from sessions that weren't supposed to be. In years past, that has been the case.
Yeah.
I didn't notice. And the team also did a good job of any, like, big play that happened, they would get that posted on their socials within a couple hours.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of alleviates some of the bootleg requirements. Like, they better sell the Moss hat, otherwise the bootleg Moss hats are coming. It's smart to post the good plays.
They're going to have to say DOS.
Mass.
Oh, they make it the Fat Tanner Mosses out there. With Jeff face on it, talking about, nah, I'm really Santana.
When when everyone in the DMV realizes that Jeff's high school nickname was Fat Tana Moss, Jeff might finally look to move. And if he does, there's only one person he should call, John Leahy.
Yep, just like Arisa Sale and Frederick, they had put tremendous care into a fix and flip project and was excited about the transformation and optimistic about the sale. But there was only some pricing uncertainty in play. John Leahy and the Fine Living Group took everything from there. They listed the property at $357,900, knowing no other home in the area had sold for $370,000. Getting the house to appraise at that value was a challenge, but John and his team were confident in their approach. The property went under contract quickly and sold for well over the list price at $370,000. Thanks to the obvious quality of the upgrades. And to top it all off, the buyer absolutely loved their move-in ready home. Talk about a true win. Looking for your own stress-free transaction? How about a guaranteed offer on your home? Check out those details and more at johnsellsdmv.com. Talking about our good friend John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. John offers you flexible fees, customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, John will let you out of your contract at any time.
And dude, if you're afraid of maybe your house not getting to that top dollar anymore, check out John's VIP seller program. John has access to a ton, thousands of pre-approved buyers. Pre-approval means they've already got the mortgage in place. They've already shown they can put the down payment down. You're not going to go through the hurdles and the BS that happens sometimes with buyers that are not pre-approved. It makes a huge difference, and it helps John get you the highest price possible. He's so confident that he'll sell your house, he'll even guarantee it. Call John today, 301-900-3052. Go to johnsellsdmv.com. The real estate world is in an uneasy place right now. You need an expert. His name's John Leahy. If you're looking for him, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Basically, Jaden said, yeah, I was playing with a broken rib. and I don't think it's really a surprise, but they never allowed that to be the case.
Well, the whole thing about it is when you see those type of injuries and you start hearing about strain and all this different type of thing, and we hear about, oh, I got a sprain. It's a slight tear normally in the cartilage or something like
right.
that, or the ligament.
That was kind of what we thought was
when
was
we hear sprain, we hear like, oh, you got a rib injury. Normally, there's a little fracture in it, okay? When it's completely broke, like the average person says broken if it's a fracture or if it's a break. The doctors understand a fracture. Like they'll ask the question, can it hurt you even more? And that question would be, if that thing is already broken and then it can puncture that lung, it's a problem. But what if it's just a hairline fracture? Still hurts like hell.
Yeah.
It's the same pain. And I think that is the thing that really affects it. But, you know, shows you the kid's a tough-ass kid.
Totally.
100,000%. And who was the other guy that was with him and Saquon?
Justin Jefferson.
That was Jefferson?
I believe so.
They just had the name. Didn't have Jefferson. They had some other name.
I think they had like his. I believe that was Jefferson. Do you have the audio, Land? Here, let's hear it here.
Nah, this was crazy. I ain't gonna lie. I was at home watching this one.
Was that 65 in the air?
Nah, you launched that one.
Please.
I ain't gonna lie. That's like a dream. Yeah, that's like a Hail Mary. Oh yeah, that's a dream to win a game like that.
Five-time Ham versus Caleb
in the All Black.
That's hard. With a broke rib. Damn.
Nah, like, this was crazy. I ain't gonna lie.
You saw they went there. They're like, damn, you gotta add that to it.
He's just so casually, nonchalantly
said. He's casual
said
about
it.
Everything.
So that is Saquon, Justin Jefferson, and Jaden talking.
But what name did they use that? It was the Corellis or Trellis or something like that.
I don't. I think people call him Jet.
Yeah, Jettis or something like that.
Yeah, I think.
All right. Because I was like, who the hell is this? Never heard that name before.
I think his social media tag is Jay Jettis 2, okay. Justin Jefferson. Right. But I think people call him Jets or maybe Jettis, I guess. But B, you remember when I injured myself playing golf and I thought cracked my ribs?
You weren't playing golf. You were trying to chest bump somebody that's two times bigger than you.
Correct.
And you're non-athletic. If you do a chest bump and break your rib, you're non-athletic. Jeff Landfill, would y'all agree with me? You go to...
Yes.
Or just a little inebriated.
But, dude, when I hurt my ribs, it hurts to sneeze. It hurts to walk.
It's hard to breathe.
Yo, I had to play golf the next day after I hurt them.
It is Jefferson, yeah.
Yeah, until I had a few, loosened up, I could barely swing.
Mm-hmm.
Playing football with a rib injury, I'm sure you did it. That's got to be among the most painful things you can do.
The two most painful things in the world, let's say rib injury, because I don't know if it's a fracture, a break, or whatever, and a hip pointer.
What is a hip pointer?
Hip pointer is you get hit right in this area, and it's one of those things. You're hitting a spot where it's like everything hurts. Laughing, sneezing, coughing, breathing, all of it hurts. And then what's the other one today? That ligament. Not a ligament. It's like a nerve coming through here.
Sciatic nerve. Yeah.
When you move with that thing, it sends like a numbing sensation through your damn whole leg. And I told you I had one. I woke up one morning and I was like, oh, hell, what the hell is this? And coach was like, man, you walking a little funny. I said, nah, I'm going to be all right. And the first kickoff return, I got hit. And I guess they knocked me back in place because the sciatic nerve, the injury went away. And I just played the rest of the game like that.
That's crazy. When I was, when I'm behaving myself and actually jogging and stuff, I can't remember what it's called, but something comes from like your shoulder all the way down through your left leg. It hurts like hell.
When you're jogging?
Like after.
I don't know what that is, Jay.
I learned this one stretch that takes care of it. Dude, I don't know what I did yesterday. So I finally went and hit that mini driver.
How you hit it?
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to tee it up way lower.
Yeah.
You can hit it off the deck too, right?
Yeah, I can. Okay. You have the 11.5, right?
I think it's 13.5.
The 13.5, yeah, it's easy to hit it. But
I was hitting it off the deck.
You got to find the right position for it to catch it. Or if,
right.
Because if the way the
it's gotta be sitting up.
The way the sole is, catch that ground is gonna take way, way a lot of distance off.
Yeah, I believe that. I liked it. But dude, I hit balls maybe yesterday for like a half hour. My back is a wreck. And I don't usually get it. It's like my lower
swinging
back.
Too hard, dog.
Maybe.
Not smooth, don't it?
Gotta stretch.
Sexrobics, Jeff.
Yes.
When we come back, Barstool Nate joins the program.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.